In the midst of the outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease in Britain, the government has declared much of the countryside off-limits to walking and rambling. Many tourists are avoiding going into the countryside. They don't want to stop and have their car wheels disinfected or their shoes sprayed or dipped. Such precautions, done to prevent the spread of the disease, are taken only when leaving or entering an affected area. There is some relief for business owners. They've been given free airtime to let customers know they are still operating. John Tiscornia is the owner of the Lyndeth Country House Hotel in Cumbria in northwest England. Good morning, Mr. Tiscornia.
Good morning, Melissa. Nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak with you, too. Tell me about this time of year where you are. This is the Lake Country District, I believe, in Britain?
Yes, it's the English Lake District, which is in the northwest corner of England, just before you enter Scotland. It's a beautiful March morning. The sun's just trying to break through.
Now, I understand where you are. A main attraction of that part of the country is rambling. Describe what that means.
Well, it means that we have mountains and fells where a certain proportion of our visitors would walk. They would leave their hotels, such as ours, at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, and go out for a 5 or 6 hour walk before returning to enjoy the leisure facilities at the hotel and a nice dinner in the evening.
And I understand that tourism is greatly affected by this. How are you seeing that at your hotel?
Our occupancy for March is down by 27%. April is even worse. We're looking to be a good 60% down in April at the present moment in time. Having said that, we still are expecting our American visitors to come. I don't think they need to be worried. Foot and mouth does not affect humans. Humans can't spread foot and mouth only through dirt on their shoes. And as long as visitors to the area act responsibly and stay on the tarmac and metal roads and, as you call them, sidewalks, then there's going to be no problem of them spreading foot and mouth or being involved with it.
Right. I suppose if you're a rambler, though, that doesn't seem quite as appealing as getting out into the countryside and tromping around for a while.
I wouldn't say that. Some colleagues of mine went for a 12-mile walk the day before yesterday, Wednesday. It was on roads, but they went through the countryside. They're not necessarily going onto the bridleways and footpaths across the farmland, but they are enjoying the roads that go over the heights and give you the panoramic views of the Lake District.
Besides the hotels and the inns in the area, what other kinds of businesses are being affected by this outbreak?
I think all businesses are being affected. The cafes, the restaurants, the gift shops, horse riding, equestrian centre, they're very limited in that they can only take their horses into their own paddock.
This has got to have just a devastating impact on morale of business owners where you are. What do you hear when you go down, say, to the pub or the cafe in town?
Everybody's talking about it. We're all trying to work with organisations and media such as yourself just to get the message across. We wish people to come to the Lake District, but while we're here, they've got to act responsibly.
Now, I understand your hotel was the former home of the writer Beatrix Potter, is that right?
That's absolutely correct. Beatrix Potter owned Lyndeth Howe from 1914 through until 1933 and actually wrote Timmy Tiptoes here and Pigling Bland. Beatrix Potter was a great landowner and farmer, and she was at one time president of the Herdwick Sheep Society, which is a breed of sheep that's associated with Cumbria and the English Lake District. It'd be awful to think what she would think of the current situation we find ourselves in.
What do you think she would think?
I think she would act with caution. She would look at things very sensibly, but she would also expect people, as I say, to act responsibly.
Are the daffodils blooming?
The daffodils are absolutely coming out full bloom at the moment. It's the best time of the year, spring. Then in the autumn, we've got some magic autumn colours.
Well, thanks very much.
Okay, Melissa, my pleasure. I look forward to speaking to you again, and good morning to all your listeners.
Thanks. John Tiscornia is the owner of the Lyndeth Howe Country House Hotel in Cumbria in northwest England.